Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting third. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Carl Willie. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Herb Noren. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball four. Aaron moves to second. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks bunts towards the mound. Willie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards left. Adcock fields it and throws to second to catch Banks for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball four. Noren moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Noren, who is chasing the ball. Aaron reaches third base with a triple. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0-for-1 in the game. Willie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobby. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0 for 2 in the game. Willie strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 2 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Aaron who is chasing the ball. Morin reaches third base with a triple. Noren goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Braves. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aaron. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Aaron steals second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Eddie pinch runs for Dale Long. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman bunts in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to third for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Aaron. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Altman moves to third. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks is walked intentionally. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. Marshall scores. Banks moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bobby Thompson pinch runs for Herb Noren. Don McMahon now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Dark moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Erle Virrill pinch hits for Don Eddy. Erle Virrill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. A Virrill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. Billy Williams now playing left field. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone pinch hits for Don McMahon. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye F. Rom Wrigley Field in Chicago.